Hello.
Good evening. Good evening. My name is Carlos. I'm calling from Washington Opinion Survey. And would you like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation? Can you be so kind to share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. Does anyone in your household work for a new media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote in the state of Washington?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or are the chances 50-50?
Definitely.
Definitely. And very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, sir, just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you tell me what is your age, please?
73.
Thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask, what is your race? White Caucasian, Black African American, Hispanic, Latino, Native American?
All of the above.
So that should be a mix, including American Indian or Hispanic Latino?
Yeah, American Indian.
American Indian. Thank you. And so regardless...
Yeah, we arrived at Plymouth.
Okay. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you. And now thinking about the direction the country is headed in, and generally speaking, sir, to the best of your knowledge, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Disapprove.
Strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly.
And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way that Mary Glusenkamp Perez is handling her job as a congresswoman?
I don't even know who she is.
Okay. Now, thinking about the issues the country is facing right now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue for you personally or for your member of Congress to focus on? Okay, I'm going to read the selection, and you can pick up the two. Fighting inflation and lowering costs, improving K-12 education, border security, protecting abortion and productive and reproductive rights, climate change and protecting the environment, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, growing the economy and creating jobs, combating threats to our democracy, reduce crime and gun violence, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare. If you have to pick two of them, which ones would you pick?
Immigration and our economy.
Okay. The border security would be one, right?
Yeah.
And the economy. Okay. Let me see right here. That's it. Okay. Fighting lower. Thank you, sir. Now moving on. Sir, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people in organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold, okay? You mention any number from 0 to 100. Depends how you feel. How about Maria Cantwell? Do you recognize the name?
Yes.
From 0 to 100.
Zero.
Okay. And Joe Biden?
Zero.
And Donald Trump?
100.
Okay. And Joe Kent?
100.
Okay. And Mary Glusenkamp Perez?
Don't know. Don't care.
Okay. And Raul Garcia? What number?
50.
Okay, and woke liberals in Congress. Recognize the organization?
Yeah, Democrats.
What number? What number should we give them?
0.
And MAGA Republicans from 0 to 100.
Almost the same for them. I used to work in a nursing home.
Understood.
Okay. I worked... I worked with a man, a patient there.
Yeah.
He was born in Russia, in St. Petersburg, under the Tsar. His father worked in the kitchen of the Tsar's summer castle, or whatever they call it.
Yeah, very interesting story. Okay,
good. Well, the thing is his father was the reason they caught the Tsar, because he was a spy for the communists.
Understood.
And he told me about all the things that he did as a communist, and how Stalin, instead of sending him to Siberia, put him and his family here in the United States.
Okay.
They banished him.
Wow.
And he told me all about that. He told me, I learned about Bolsheviks from a Bolshevik.
You probably have some crazy stories, I bet. I mean, I wish I could.
Yeah,
we could talk about it. But, sir, just in order to continue with the survey, what numbers you given to MAGA Republicans?
100.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Very interesting story. I will get your number after this. I like those kind of stories, you know? I like history.
Well,
now,
he was in Moscow. He was a conductor on the subway.
Yes.
And he got off. He got paid, and he got off work. And he went to what would have been a restaurant, and they said they didn't have any food.
Oh, wow.
Went to another one. They didn't have any food.
Yeah, back in those days, life was tough, yeah.
Life was tough. And then he went to another, oh, well, I got money. So says he, well,
yeah.
Okay. Is it you know what beef cheese is? You know.
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
Now,
they said, well, you know, she said, well, you know, where'd you find beef cheese? He said, well, remember Ivan that died? That was him.
Okay. So let's move on, okay? Now, if the election for president were held today, would you vote for the Democrat Joe Biden or the Republican Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Okay. And if the election for Congress in Washington 3rd District were held today, would you vote for the Democrat Marie Glossenkamp Perez or the Republican Joe Kent?
Joe Kent.
Thank you, sir. Even though you are not supporting Maria Glossenkamp Perez right now, but what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair change that you might support Ms. Glossenkamp Perez, a small change, or just a very slight change, or no change at all that you might support her? No change at all. Okay, thank you, sir. Now, I'd like to ask you about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in the member of Congress. Now, for each of the following statements, can you please tell me how important is to you personally on the scale from 0 to 10? Are you 0? If you don't think that is important at all, a 5, if you think it's somewhat important, and a 0, if you think it is extremely important quality or attribute in your member of Congress. Now, you may use any number between 0 to 10. Here's the first one. A leader who will fight back against the threats to our rights and freedoms. From 0 to 10.
Very important.
That would be 10. Is that correct? Okay, very important, extremely important. 0 means not important at all, and 5 is somewhat important. Now, the next one, a fighter for the working class, from 0 to 10.
10.
And someone you can trust.
10.
And someone who will defend abortion and women's right to choose.
5.
Okay. And a leader who understands our way of life in southwestern Washington and will work to protect it. From 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you, sir. Now, let's move on real quick so we can finish. Now, I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. Now, remember, these are things that you're going to hear during the campaign, okay, sir? Now, they just want to know how will you react to these kind of statements and campaigns that they're going to come up with all kinds of things. Now, I'll be talking to you about Marie Glossenkamp Perez. Can you please rate each statement on the scale from 0 to 10? And 10 means that the statement is very convincing reason to support Marie closing Camp Perez for Congress. A 5 means that is not convincing reason. That is somewhat convincing. I'm sorry. 5 means it's somewhat convincing. And a 0 means that is not at all convincing reason to support her for Congress. Now, you may use any number from 0 to 10. Okay, here's the first one. Now, Mary, closing Camp Perez, believes we need more skilled workers and more affordable degrees in Congress. Her focus has been on expanding access to career and technical training at high schools, community colleges, and vocational schools. She recently secured $1 million in funding to expand Lower Columbian College equipment for the welding, manufacturing, and other training programs so that young people graduate with the skills they need to succeed. Now, how convincing is that statement from 0 to 10? Okay. Now, Mary Closing Camp Perez is taking on Big Pharma so families can save money. Too many politicians put corporate profit about their voters' well-being. But Mary supports legislation to cap families' insulin costs at $35 per month. And she doesn't take any dime from the pharmaceutical industry. How convincing? From 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. And Mary Closing Camp Perez is not afraid of hard work. She and her husband own a small auto shop, and she has to get some grease under her nails to keep the business afloat. We need leaders in Congress like Marie. She respects and champions the trades and understands the challenges facing local small businesses. As a member of the House Small Business Committee, Marie teamed up with both Democrats and Republicans to sponsor the Rural Manufacturing Act, which will provide loans and support for small producers. How convincing? From 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you, sir. Now, sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their mind, and it's okay if you didn't. But I'd like to ask you once again, if the election for Congress on the 3rd District were held today, would you vote for the Democrat Maria Closing Camp Perez or the Republican Joe Kemp?
Joe Kemp.
Thank you. Now, sir, I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. And anyway, after this, we'll be finished, okay? So it's just two statements. And remember, this is things you're going to hear during the campaign, okay? They want to see if you don't change one way or the other. Now, can you please read each statement on the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement gives you some serious doubts about supporting Joe Kemp for Congress, a 5 means it gives you some doubts, and a 0 means it doesn't give you any doubts at all about supporting Joe Kemp for Congress. Now, you may use any number from 0 to 10, okay? Now, we cannot trust Joe Kemp, we cannot trust Joe Kemp to put what's best for working families about the big special interest bankrolling his campaign. Instead of protecting Social Security, he wants to privatize it and raise the retirement age. That's a plan that will...
Back up. Do you know what the census is? Where they take census, right?
Well, right.
Yeah, okay. They took that, and you watch, if you watch over the years, because I saw this back in 62 in a social studies book that showed the graph showing how population growth was dying off. Okay, it was going down.
Right.
And about 3 pages later, it showed another graph, same thing, of what the benefits were doing. That was going up. If you put the two together, the
dying
population going down with the benefits going up, it's going to crash the system. Not only that, if they add enough taxes in eventually, it will crash the whole system, and you have nothing.
And I've seen that. Believe me, I've seen that. The same study that you're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, anybody that's what they should have done was reduce taxes and reduce regulations in the beginning. That way, the people that had jobs could keep them, and the people coming in would get jobs. Because when my grandfather pointed out that the guys feeding, you know, the ducks, bread to the ducks, every one of these guys just got retired. And within 2 years, 9 out of 10 of them are going to be dead.
I understand. But, sir, like, that's what I'm saying, you know. This is some problem, negative campaign. And they just want to see if this will change your mind. And this is one way for you to let them know that you're not going to change your mind. So it's only two statements. If you allow me to finish reading it, and you can select the one, so you can show them that no matter what they say, you're not going to change your mind on supporting Mr. Joe Kemp. Okay? Now, remember, we remain neutral, but this, like I said, this is some things that you're going to hear during the campaign, okay? So let's move on, okay? So let me read the statement real quick, okay? I'm sorry, but I do appreciate your patience, believe me. Now, we cannot trust Joe Kemp to put what's best for working families about the big special interest bankrolling his campaign. Instead of protecting Social Security, he wants to privatize it and raise the retirement age. Remember, that's what they say. Now, that's a plan that will benefit Wall Street, and he supports the regulated the health insurance industry, which would not lower costs, but will lead to bigger profits for insurance and pharmaceutical companies. Now, a zero means that that statement, it doesn't give you or it doesn't raise any doubts about you supporting Mr. Kemp. A 5 means it gives you some doubts, and a 10 means it gives you some serious doubts when it comes to support him. So what number, sir?
0.
Okay. A Joe Kemp supports an extreme and dangerous abortion ban. This ban will force women and girls to give birth if they become pregnant, even in cases of rape, instance of life-threatening complications. If elected, Kemp will destroy our freedom to decide for ourselves and if when to have children. Families deserve to make their own decisions without politicians interfering. What number? 0, 5, or 10?
0.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That, let's finish this up. Okay. After hearing more about Joe Kemp, would you say that you are more or less likely to support him for Congress?
More
likely, okay? Now, given everything you just heard about Joe Kemp, what would you say is the most convincing reason not to support him for Congress, if you have any?
I don't know. I haven't really thought about it. I'm gonna get the literature and go through it.
Well, great. I know you're going to do some more research. But nothing, you know, nothing gives you any doubts about supporting him?
Well,
at all?
The abortion thing should be done by the states. We, the voters, you get 51% of the people to vote for whatever. That
right.
I'll go along with. You know,
okay.
I don't want the Democrats and the National deciding that. I mean, they had it to where the baby could be born, set aside, and killed later.
Oh, wow. Well, let's move on.
That's the truth.
No, I heard that.
On TV saying it. It was the governor of Virginia that was saying it.
No, in politics, and you hear all kinds of things, you know. And I appreciate your patience, you sharing these things with me, because it's been very educational through the survey. Believe me, sir, it's a pleasure talking to you. But the last few questions are just for a statistical purpose only. Now, what's the last grade of schooling that you have completed? High school graduate, some college? High school graduate, okay. And are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
I'm married 40 years.
Congratulations. That's excellent. Now, sir, do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? Yes or no?
I'm 73. I don't have
that. Now, thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very conservative.
Thank you. Here we go. Very conservative. Now, how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more?
I don't.
Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Never.
Never. Thank you very much, sir. Like I said, very educational talking to you. This concludes the survey. Enjoy the rest of the evening, okay, sir? Thank you.
Have a wonderful evening, too.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.